Introduction to Psalm 1. The poet praises the good fortune of those who avoid even casual contact with bad company. They will be like flourishing trees whose fruit ripen in time. They will be successful in their endeavors. But villains are doomed. They are like chaff scattered by the wind. Psalm 1. These are the fortunes of man, that he did not walk by the guidance of villains, nor did he stop along the way of sinners, nor did he sit in the council of mockers. For he desires only God's teaching, day and night. He is absorbed in his teaching. He is like a tree flourishing near flowing waters, whose fruit ripen in time, whose leaves never spoil, and all he undertakes succeeds. Not so the villains. They are like chaff scattered by the wind. And so villains do not survive judgment, nor sinners in the company of the righteous. For God knows the way of the righteous, but the way of villains is doomed. Introduction to Psalm 2. The poet mocks the enemies who conspire against those to whom God has granted good fortune and success. They mobilize and scheme, but God laughs at them with scorn. Just a simple prayer will deliver the righteous and confound even their most powerful enemies. Psalm 2. Why do nations mobilize? Why do peoples scheme in vain? Earthly kings balk. Warlords conspire against God and his anointed, saying, "Let us tear apart their ropes. Let us cast off their chains from us." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The master scorns them. Then he speaks to them in his anger. He confounds them in his fury. But it was I who elected my king over Zion, my holy mountain. I am obliged to tell this, God said to me. You are my son. On this day I adopted you. Ask me, and I will make nations your estate. Your domain will reach the ends of the earth. You will crush them with a rod of iron. You will shatter them like a potter's jar. And now, O kings, be wise. Be chastened, O earthly judges. If you serve God in fear, you will be jubilant amidst the terror. Hurry, purify yourselves before he is incensed and you perish on the way. For his anger is nearly ignited. Oh, the fortunes of all who seek refuge in him. Introduction to Psalm 3. The poet is opposed by many people of great stature and social standing, but he is not dispirited. His heart pounds with anxiety, but his profound faith fortifies him against his foes. He knows that his salvation will come from God, and he will be forever grateful. Psalm 3. A melody by David, when he fled from Absalom, his son. O God, how great are my oppressors! Great ones rise against me. The great ones say about me, "He will never be saved by the Lord." But you, O God, are a shield for me, my honor, the one who lifts up my head. My voice calls out to God. He answers me from the mountain of his eternal holiness. I lay down, troubled sleep overcame me, but I awoke, for God supports me. I do not fear the multitudes of people that beset me all around. Arise, O God, save me, my Lord, for you slapped all my foes in the face. You broke the teeth of the villains. Salvation is for God. Your people must bless you for eternity. Introduction to Psalm 4. Although his antagonists persecute him, the poet trusts that God will come to his defense. He feels no need to plead for material things. He is confident that if God blessed others, he will bless him as well. His yearning is for peace. If only he could live in harmony, he would feel secure. Psalm 4. For the performer of songs, a melody by David. You answered my call, O my righteous Lord. When I was constrained, you relieved me. Have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. Sons of the mighty, how long will you besmirch my honor, love emptiness, seek lies endlessly? Beware, God had selected his pious one. God listens when I call out to him. Be terrified, then you will not sin. Say it in your hearts when you repose, then be forever silent. Let your deeds be righteous sacrifices. Place your trust in God. Many say, who will show us good things? Let the light of your face be our beacon, O God. But in my own heart you instilled joy, when the grain and wine of others grew plentiful. If there were harmony, I could lie down and sleep. For with you, O God, I can be unguarded, yet secure. Introduction to Psalm 5. The poet asks God to discern his inner yearnings, even if he is unable to articulate them adequately. He prays for deliverance from his deceitful, crafty, smooth-tongued enemies. He calls on God to destroy them because of their own villainy, which God, in his truthfulness, despises. Psalm 5. For the performer, about hordes. A melody by David. Hear my words, O God. Discern my inner thoughts. Heed the sound of my outcry, O my King, my Lord, for it is to you I pray. O God, hear my voice in the morning. I shall petition you mornings, and I shall hope. For you, O Lord, do not favor villainy, nor does evil dwell beside you. Buffoons have no place before your eyes. You despise all deceitmongers. You destroy the speakers of lies. God loathes a blood-stained, crafty man. But I enter your house to proclaim your great mercy. I bow to your holy palace in awe of you. O God, lead me by your righteousness. Thwart my detractors. Direct your way before me. For their mouths have no honor. They are deceitful within. Their throats are gaping graves. Their tongues ever smooth. Condemn them, O Lord. Topple them from their councils for their great guilt. Cast them aside, for they defied you. Then those who take refuge in you will rejoice. They will sing forever. You will shelter them. Those who love your name will revel in you. For you bless the righteous, O God. You enfold him in benevolence like armor. Introduction to Psalm 6. The poet pleads with God to protect him from his oppressors. He is exhausted and bewildered. His very bones are rattled. In desperation and anguish, soaked with his own tears, he prays for deliverance. But he never falters in his faith that God will heed his prayer and rescue him. Psalm 6. For the performer of songs, on the eight-stringed lyre, A Melody by David. O God, do not chastise me in your anger. Do not afflict me in your rage. Have mercy on me, O God, for I am exhausted. Heal me, O God, for my bones are rattled. My soul is exceedingly bewildered. I ask you, O God, until when will it be? Come back, O God, deliver my soul. Save me for the sake of your kindness. For no one remembers you in death. Who gives thanks to you from the abyss? I am worn out by my groans. Every night I befoul my bed with tears. With my tears I dissolve my resting place. My eyes are dimmed by anger, enfeebled by all my oppression. Get away from me, all you deceit mongers. For God has heard the sound of my weeping. God has heard my plea. God will accept my prayer. All my foes will be disgraced, utterly dazed. They will turn around and be instantly disgraced. Introduction to Psalm 7. The poet is remorseful over the harm he has caused others, even though his intentions were not malicious. Beset by relentless pursuers, he pleads with God to recognize his righteousness and reward his innocence by ensnaring his oppressors in their own traps. Psalm 7. A song of remorse by David that he sang to God about Cush the Benjaminite. O God, my Lord, I seek refuge in you. Save me from all my pursuers. Rescue me. Before they wrench out my soul like a lion, tear me apart with no one to rescue me. O God, my Lord, if I have done this thing, if there is guilt on my hands, if I have rewarded my benefactor with evil and needlessly unclothed my oppressors, let my foes pursue and overtake me. Let them trample my life to the ground. Let my honor be consigned to dust forever. Arise in your anger, O God. Glory in your wrath against my oppressors. Empower me with the edict you ordained. Though multitudinous peoples beleaguer you, spurn them from high heaven. O God, condemn the peoples, but judge me, O God, by my righteousness. Reward me for my innocence. End the evil of villains. Establish the righteous. For you, O righteous Lord, know hearts and minds. My protection depends on the Lord, who saves the sincere of heart. The Lord is a righteous judge, yet the Lord is infuriated every day. If a person does not repent, he whets his sword. He draws his bow and points it. He has prepared deadly weapons against him. He directs his shafts against pursuers. Behold, he breeds fabrications. He spawns and labors, but fathers only delusion. He digs a pit and excavates it, but he stumbles into the wreckage he wrought. His efforts will recoil upon his own head. His larceny will come down upon his own skull. I thank God for his righteousness and praise the name of the Supreme God. Introduction to Psalm 8. The poet is in awe of God's might and grace, which should be emblazoned across the heavens. But God appointed people, who are no better than suckling infants, to proclaim his greatness. He elevated them to be almost like angels, and he crowned them with honor and glory. Psalm 8. For the performer, on the Gathian instrument, a melody by David. Our God, our Master, How mighty is your name over all the earth. Your grace should be spread across the heavens. Yet it is through the mouths of infants and sucklings that you established your strength against your foes, to annihilate enemies and avengers. When I see the heavens, worked by your fingers, the moon and the stars you affixed, I wonder, what is a man that you should remember him, a human being that you should recall him? Yet you made him hardly less than an angel. You crowned him with honor and glory. You empowered him over your handiwork. You placed everything under his feet, all the sheep and the cattle, and the beasts of the fields as well. The birds of the skies, the fish of the sea, that traverse the sea lanes. O God, our Master, how mighty is your name over all the earth. Introduction to Psalm 9. The poet prays for the ultimate redemption, when the people will be cleansed of their childishness and their righteousness will come into sharp relief. At that time, their enemies will drown in the wreckage they wrought, and the downtrodden will be rescued and restored. Psalm 9. For the performer, on refining childishness. A melody by David. I give thanks to God with all my heart. I speak of all your wonders. I rejoice and revel in you. I sing to your name, O Supreme One. When my foes retreat, let them stumble. Let them be destroyed before you. For you have issued my judgment, my verdict. You sat on your throne, O righteous judge. You condemned nations, destroyed villains, obliterated their names forever and ever. The enemies are no more, nor their ubiquitous swords, nor the cities you raised. Their hallmarks are effaced. But God endures forever. He prepares his throne for justice. He judges the world with righteousness. He presides over nations with fairness. Then God will be a fortress for the sufferer, a fortress in times of distress. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you did not forsake your seekers, O God. Sing to God, O dwellers in Zion. Proclaim his feats among the peoples. For the avenger of spilled blood remembers it. He has not forgotten the outcry of the meek. Have mercy on me, O God. See how I suffer from my foes. Lift me away from the gates of death, so that I may recount all your praises in the gates of the assembly of Zion. I rejoice in your salvation. Nations drown in the wreckage they wrought. Their own feet are caught in the traps they laid. God is known to deal justly with his handiwork. The villain is overthrown. Contemplate this forever. Let the villains be consigned to the abyss, all the nations that disregard the Lord. For the downtrodden shall not be forever ignored, nor the hope of the oppressed forever lost. Rise up, O God. Do not let human power endure. Let nations be judged before you. Take control of them, O God. Let nations know that they are but people forevermore. Introduction to Psalm 10. The poet cries out to God not to look away in times of distress, for the villains assume that God is no longer paying attention. They lurk in their lairs like lions, waiting to pounce on the helpless. But it is God's hand that enables the villains, and God's hand will smash their power. Psalm 10. Why, O God, do you stand in the distance? Why do you look away in times of distress? The villains arrogantly pursue the oppressed, who are caught in the schemes they conceive. for the villain takes pride in his own desires. The profiteer applauds his own defiance of God. The villain, his nose in the air, disdains scrutiny. There is no Lord, all his schemes insist. His designs always succeed, as your justice stands aloof from him. He blows away all his foes. He says in his heart, I cannot be ruined. I am free of misfortune for generations. Oaths fill his mouth, as do deceit and conspiracy. Intrigue and fabrication lie under his tongue. He lurks in ambush in courtyards. He kills the innocent in concealment. His eyes probe for your legions. He lurks in concealment like a lion in his lair. He lies in wait to pounce on the oppressed. He ensnares the oppressed with a sweep of his net. He camouflages himself. He crouches down, and multitudinous derelicts fall into his clutches. He says in his heart, the Lord has forgotten. He has hidden his face and will see never more. Rise up, O God. Lift up your hand, O Lord. Do not forget the humble. Why does the villain defy the Lord? He says in his heart, you will not seek vengeance. But you do see, for you monitor intrigue and hostility. Your hand enables them. Your legions leave reprisal to you. You have been the champion of orphans. Smash the arm of the villain. If you then examine the imitators of evil, you shall no longer find villainy among them. God will be king forever and ever, when the nations are expelled from his land. You heard the desires of the humble, O God. Condition their hearts. Let your ear listen, to provide justice for orphans and sufferers. No longer shall they uproot people from the land.